A person's riding on an animal, and he sees something that he found, he wants to acquire it, and he says to his friend that's lower down, that's physically able to pick it up easier, Tnali, give that to me. Nitala, so the guy on the ground picks it up, and he says, I was zocha to it, meaning, I'm not giving it to you, I took it for myself, zochaba, he gets to keep it, he does not have to give it to the guy on top of the animal. The difference would be, the Rav says, if he would say to him, Zocha liba, meaning I want you to be Zocha for me, so I'm sort of making you a shliach, and then when the guy picks it up, it's too late. Because in that case, if he just picks something up after the guy asked him to make him a shliach and pick it up, and then he did it, that's almost as if he's agreeing to him, in that case, to be a shliach, and the second he picks it up, he's mezakeh it to the guy on top of the animal. But in this case, that's not what happened. In this case, the guy just asked him to give it to him, and he would only acquire it once it came into the rider's hands, his rishus. But since that didn't happen yet, until he physically gives it to him, the guy can change his mind and be zoichet for himself. And that's what he did. And therefore, he's zochava. But if the guy on the ground, after he already gives it to the guy that's riding on top, if he says, oh, by the way, when I did pick it up, I meant it for myself, lo amar klum, then we don't listen to him. It's too late. Yes, it was hefker, like the Rav points out, while you had it in your hands when you picked it up, but you were not kona. Had you have said something at that point and said, I'm being kona this for myself, then it would be yours. But you didn't say anything. You gave it to the guy like he asked for, and therefore the guy on top, it's his and you can't get it back.